we get started on our call this morning to really wish all of you, it's fall here in Northern California where I'm at. It feels amazing. And the start of a new season is just such a great opportunity for us to really dig in and get even more connected to the vision that we have for ourselves and our lives on this journey. And this morning, we're going to be talking a lot about vision. And so as each of you are jumping on, both on the call and online, I want to welcome you again. This is Roseanne Austin, and this morning we are going to be talking about the awesomely inspired fertility journey. And as you guys are jumping on, if you are in need of some powerful inspiration today for your journey, you are absolutely in the right place. If you could use some inspiration that will leave you feeling even more confident and committed to your desire to be a mom than ever before, you are definitely in the right place. And as we get started, I want to make sure that everyone can hear me. So if you have dialed in by phone, please hit star 2 on your telephone keypad. We've got a lot of information for you this morning, and I want to make sure that each and every one of you can hear me loud and clear. Okay, great. And so as we get started this morning, I really want to get us all in the same place and really thinking about how amazing it is to be part of the Circle and Bloom community. I mean, come on. This community of women is united through a vision, and the vision of building a healthy, beautiful family, a vision of good health, and ultimately overcoming the odds through the undeniable power of the mind-body connection. And this vision, my loves, is made real through everything Circle and Bloom does, through offering innovative mind-body programs, through its tight-knit Facebook group, and by coming to you each month with this teleseminar series. So as we get started, I would love it if each and every one of you would just take a moment to send some real love and gratitude to the founder, Joanne, and the entire Circle and Bloom family for making this possible. We are all together here this morning as women, really here to focus on staying inspired on a journey that can sometimes take some twists and turns and knock us off course a bit and really have us questioning, you know, what am I doing here? Is this all worth it? When is this going to happen? And if you're feeling that this morning and if you're asking those questions, I want to love on you enough to support you in the notion and the fact that you are not alone. Just take in all of the energy that is here this morning. I mean, there are women coming into this call from all over the world, from around the United States, and we're all here together for a reason, and that's to stay inspired and to really connect to what can make this journey absolutely amazing. And this morning, what we're presenting, I am certain, is going to knock your socks off. And speaking of community, my loves, this morning we're going to treat you to getting to know a woman with an amazing success story from the Circle and Bloom community. And not only are you going to get to know Jennifer and her story, but you will learn about the incredible way that she's using her experience to help other women who are trying to conceive make their dreams a reality. So buckle up, my loves, and get ready because this is going to be absolutely fantastic. This morning, you're going to learn what it truly takes to be unshakably inspired on your fertility journey, even when you hit roadblocks along the way. And of course, you're going to hear Jennifer's powerful success story. And you're also going to have an opportunity toward the latter part of this call to ask Jennifer and I questions. You've got a coach on the line, and you also have an amazing success story in both of our stories. And so we are here to love on you and to support you in this process and remind you that, indeed, you are not alone. So for those of you who don't know me or who are new to my work and are wondering who the heck I am, this is Roseanne Austin, and I am a mindset coach for women on the fertility journey. And you might be asking yourself, well, what the hell does that mean? Well, I help women get pregnant, whether they're trying to do so naturally or through the support of fertility treatment. To put this into some perspective, your doctor or fertility practitioner is here to take care of your body. My work is about your beautiful mind. And if you want to be successful on this journey, you will address both, my loves. The interplay between the mind and body is undeniable. And I learned this truth the hard way because I spent years on my own fertility journey while I was a trial attorney here in California. I spent years in overwhelm chasing every treatment, diet, healer, supplement, lotion, and potion, wondering why nothing was working for me. I spent $100,000 on the process and didn't get the results that I desired. I was beating myself up endlessly, feeling jealous, isolated, and I hardly recognized the woman that I had become. And you see, what I was doing at that time is I was doing everything I need to do physically to get pregnant. But what I was utterly failing at the time was the one thing that is ultimately the foundation that really is the ripple effect in our lives, and that's mindset. And what I came to understand is that smart women bring the power of the mind and body together to get the results that they desire. And so when I brought my mind in line with that amazing diet, acupuncture, getting treatment, and all the things that I knew to do, everything about my journey changed. And today, as I stand before you, I, at 43, the ripe, quote-unquote, old age of 43, my baby boy is asleep in my home, and he's 12 weeks old. And that could not have possibly happened for me without having the complete package, which starts with mindset. So I am so excited to be sharing this with you this morning and really helping to underscore the power of mindset amongst all of the other amazing things that we do as women to stay focused on our vision and build the families that we so desire. Because this is how women in the face of endometriosis, PCOS, poor egg quality, unexplained infertility, and delightfully over 40 make their dreams come true. It all starts with mindset. And I see this every single day, and I dearly want it for you. So with that being said, my love, let's get started. And the first thing that I wanted to present to you before you get to know Jennifer is let's talk about what it truly takes to be unshakably inspired on your fertility journey, even when you hit roadblocks along the way. And that's the challenge. For so many of us, you know, if you, you know, every month that goes by, it can seem like an absolute eternity for us on this journey. And we can, you know, we can kind of lose sight, you know, you can start to feel overwhelmed. And so how do you stay inspired? And it's part of our theme this morning. And that the way that you stay inspired is you've got to stay focused on the vision that you have for your family. You've really got to do that. Stay focused on your vision. And so I want you to take a moment right now. I want you to really think carefully right now about what the vision is that you have for your family, what you desire for yourself, how you want to be in this process, and really take that in. You know, set the intention as we get started and as we're talking about this, you know, what is it that you want for yourself truly? You know, so many of us are in a lot of ways flung into a state of chaos. You know, most of us take for granted, oh, you know, I'm just going to decide that I want to get pregnant. I want to start my family. And then, you know, boom, it's going to happen. But when it isn't quite happening in the timeline or in by the means which you may have had in mind, that can really throw things into chaos. And then we just go immediately into panic mode and problem solving. So there a lot of times on this journey, we don't take the time to really consider the vision. And so take the time right now. Really think to yourself, what is the vision that you have for your journey, truly? And if you happen to have a pencil and paper or a pen, you know, maybe take some notes if you feel like it. And if you're not driving or operating heavy machinery as you're listening to this, but really take the time, let that sink in. What is your vision? Because the more clear and the more connected you are to that vision, the more inspired you will be and the more inspired you will stay. Okay, I really want to emphasize that last part. On this journey, you know, with all the different things that come at us, inspiration and staying focused on our vision is the way that we can weather any storm. Okay, so when you have another month that goes by and you're not pregnant, go back to the vision. Okay, there's a very powerful statement I remember somebody making to me a very long time ago, that you have got to stay focused on your vision regardless of present circumstances and evidence to the contrary. And it's a statement that I absolutely live by these days, because, you know, when you think about it, if you're able to think what you want to think and believe in what you want to believe, regardless of what shows up, that's real power. That's real discipline. And ultimately, that is the thing that will carry you through anything that comes up on your journey. So, my loves, with love and passion, I am imploring you to really take the time, whether you do it immediately right now or if you decide that you want to think about it again later today, really take the time to understand and create the vision that you have for this journey, okay? Because that's really going to, you know, when things are getting interesting on this journey, when you can pull yourself back into that vision, stay focused on that vision, that's truly going to be the way that you stay inspired. And it's really going to be the way that when you get used to that way of being and when you really discipline yourself to do that, you can weather any storm, and it is going to help you feel amazingly calm, confident, and certain at every turn. And so I want to really underscore this. And I think the way that we underscore this is to give you an amazing example of staying connected to the vision. And this is the perfect time to introduce our special guest. And I've got to tell you, my work as a fertility mindset coach, I get to meet some of the most amazing women around the world. I am floored day in and day out as I work with women and just meet some of the most incredible women who are not only doing amazing things in their own life, but the contribution that they make and the way that they move through their lives and the way that they move through the world is absolutely incredible. It's one of the most amazing things about my work is just to be able to share space with women who are so fiercely committed, not only to building their families, but having an impact. There are so many times I'll get off the phone and I'll just say to myself, whoa, like, holy Moses, like, what just happened? When I am able to speak with women and be with women that are just, I mean, it just makes me giddy when I think about the women that come into my life. And the Circle in Bloom community is just flooded. Each and every one of you has something so extraordinary in you. It's just incredible. And when I first spoke to our special guest, I was immediately drawn to her. I just was immediately overtaken by her humor, her light, the way that she moves in the world. And I knew that she was something absolutely special. And I am so excited to introduce to you the founder and CEO of Jade and Joe, Jennifer McAleer, who took to her kitchen and started creating her own company to really change the lives of women on the fertility journey. But before she did that, She was a woman just like us. She was a woman on her own fertility journey, and I am so excited for you to hear her story. And ultimately the way that she began as a member of the Circle and Bloom community and really took off from that point. So welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you, Roseanne. Good morning, everybody. And forgive me, I've been battling a cold, but I'm so happy to be here. So thank you very much for having me today.
Yes, and we're so excited to have you, Jennifer. So why don't you tell the ladies a little bit about how your journey started and really how you became acquainted with the Circle and Bloom community?
Sure. So I am blissfully 45 years old, and when I was 39, I found myself pregnant with my first son. And at that time, I was blissfully naive to the statistics that we are constantly dealing with, so AMH levels and egg quality and how likely we are to get pregnant at a certain age. I just thought, if I want to get pregnant, as Roseanne was saying, I will. Sometimes that does not work for us. And I think not even considering those factors at that point of my life or not knowing about them really helped me to just move through that process the first time, no issues. And I thought, this is how it's going to be from now on. It doesn't matter my age. It doesn't matter my levels. So about 18 months after I had my son, I discovered that I was pregnant again and naively thought everything would just go very smoothly. And at 10 weeks, I miscarried. And I frankly was just shocked that that had happened. And that's really when I began to start reading. And I know Google University is not always the best place for us to get our
facts. Dr. Google.
Dr. Google. But you know, we're all guilty of it. And there are times when it can, you're searching for some comfort. You want to see somebody else in your situation who has triumphed. My doctor told me, very common, you know, the whole spiel that we all kind of hear when we go, you know, you're 40-something, and that's just, you know, you have XX percent chance of miscarrying. But it was just devastating to our family. They gave us the okay to try again, and again, I tried, and I miscarried at 6 weeks. And this cycle went on for quite some time, and after three miscarriages, and doctors telling me kind of the same old thing that we're used to hearing, throwing statistics at me, I decided to seek other treatments, to take control. I think so often we feel completely out of control on this journey, and there are some things where you can take back: diet, yoga, acupuncture, mindset. So important. And I sought out the help of a brilliant acupuncturist here in Raleigh. And the first thing she asked me was, you know, what's your diet like? What are you eating? And at the time I didn't know better. I probably shouldn't have been as honest as good I was. But I told her, you know, Cheetos and M&Ms were kind of my go-to snack. And she kind of kept her face, but I know her very well now, and I know that she was probably very, very upset to hear that. I slowly started to change my diet, and I started to feel much better, and I conceived again. Never had a problem conceiving, but maintaining was my issue. And I did have another miscarriage, and at that point, I went to an RE, and I just needed to know some of the things I had been reading, statistics, levels, IVF, what should I do now? I felt like I was running out of time at 40, 41, 42. I felt very confident that I'd be able to do IVF and have another baby, have a sibling for my son. And when I got the test results back, I was shocked to find out that my AMH was 0.05. And I kept asking the nurse, "Are you sure? Are you sure 0.05? And she was like, "Yeah, it's very low." Kind of blew me off. And when I saw the doctor after that, he's very straightforward with me, said he didn't think I'd respond well to IVF and to not waste my money, which I did appreciate. So now I'm in this situation where the statistics are telling me, you know, there's pretty much no chance that you're going to have another baby. And my acupuncturist encouraged me to take that as information. It's just information. It doesn't mean anything other than what it means. And I continued acupuncture. And that is really when I became a big fan of Circle and Bloom, because the guided meditations were, first, they were just a treat. Because, you know, 15-minute break every day, going through that process was, it just was a treat. I would do it in the middle of the day, relax myself from work, and then, you know, you have the imagery there for you all day. You kind of call on it when you need to. And I did get pretty strict with my diet, having learned that there are lots of foods that we do not want to include in our fertility-friendly diet. And when I was weeks away from my 43rd birthday, I found out that I was pregnant again. And there were a couple of scary moments of that early stages of pregnancy. But 9 months later, at 43, I gave birth to my daughter, who is now 18 months old.
Woohoo! That is so awesome. That is so awesome. So before we go on any further, Jennifer, I really want to zero in on something that you said that I believe every single woman on this call must remember. And that was when you were talking about the statistics that your doctor gave and that sound advice that you were given. It is just information. And as I have said to the community before, like, look, people's opinions, those are not verdicts. They are just opinions. And so what was it like for you because that's a mindset shift in and of itself. Right? Like,
yes.
Getting to the point where other people's opinions, especially somebody with the letters MD mm-hmm. after their name, that has so much authority in our minds. And, you know, so what was that like for you to really make that shift?
It was difficult, but I thought, I'm not giving up. I did not want to give up. And changing the mindset to, I focused on little tidbits that were positive. That particular doctor said to me, the fact that you can get pregnant on your own without a problem is good. That's very good. And I knew, you know, I'm not a doctor. I don't completely understand what these levels mean. I know that my level was not good. But I knew I had a good egg in there somewhere, and I believed in the power of acupuncture and meditation and diet, and I knew that I would have another baby. I knew that I would have another baby. There was never a question, and if it took me 10 years and adopting an embryo, I was having that baby.
That's the ferocity of a woman that knows what she wants, and it's such a powerful thing, that knowing, that commitment to your vision. I mean, because clearly you had it. Clearly, in spite of having levels that, you know, made your doctor, you know, I guess, give you statistics that were grim.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you connected to that vision and you stuck with it. So talk to us a little bit more about having your daughter and really what happened for you along the way that perhaps took you in an unexpected direction as a result of your journey.
Well, you know, one thing that I really did have to focus on while I was pregnant with Jade was reducing my stress. I had, at the time, I am by trade a marketing consultant, and I had a client at the time that had me literally traveling around the world, and maybe six times a year. It was very stressful on long trips, overseas, way overseas, and I was scheduled to go to Taipei. I was about 6 months pregnant, and I just said, I just can't do this anymore. The thought of being on a plane for 16 hours or planning the trip and being away from my son, what kind of stress it was going to cause me being pregnant to travel that way. And I made a decision to give up that job and start focusing on something that really was going to work better for me and for my family. And honestly, I'm a bit of a rebel, more than a bit of a rebel at heart. And I have always wanted to work for just me. And at that point, being that pregnant and trying to keep up with a fertility-friendly diet and not have to cook everything myself, you know, this is when I started really seeing how difficult it was to eat properly without being in the kitchen all day. Kind of unwittingly, I just started making foods that would support my body. And a light bulb kind of went off. So it was just all these outside factors of trying to really just help myself and make the best situation for my family that sort of led me down a completely new path to creating these foods.
Yes. So tell us a little bit. So you birthed a son and a baby girl, and what else did you birth as a result of where you've been on this journey?
Yes. Well, I did birth a company. It's called Jade and Joe, and we are focused on making fertility-friendly diet foods. And that is to say nothing with soy or added sugar or GMOs, maybe it's organic food. There's so many things out there in the world, including the packaging on some of our foods, that are really, really not good for our fertility. They can damage us, and unwittingly. And there are chemicals in so many of the products we put on our bodies and into our bodies. And so we just launched with a nutrition bar it's really made to support a woman's journey from beginning really to end. And we're just getting started. We have some lovely teas that we'll be putting out again to support women. And my mission was to take the stress away from trying to stay on this fertility-friendly diet and not having you prepare all the food yourself. If I had my way, I'd go to everybody's kitchen and make them dinner every night. I mean, it is my passion to cook. It has always been my passion to cook. I don't usually grumble about making dinner for the family unless I'm really tired, but I will get way into it. And since my struggle with infertility, I have learned a great deal about nutrition, Eastern Western philosophies kind of combined, and because traditional Chinese medicine food cures to me it's just fascinating, and they've been around for thousands of years, so there's merit there. But learning about certain nutrients and staying on an anti-inflammatory diet if you need to has really become an interest of mine, regardless if I'm trying to develop food for the company or just for my family and myself.
Yes.
And
yes.
My son is hysterical because, you know, he'll look at something. He can't read quite yet. He's only 4, but he recognizes the USDA organic certified seal. So he'll pick something up in the store and he'll shake his head. And he's like, oh, this isn't organic. And he'll just put it back on the shelf. So he's learning. And we've all changed our eating habits because
yes.
of my journey. So it's pretty cool.
Yes, it is. And I love what you're doing because not only have you lived this journey, but you have seen the result of taking control of the process and not only refusing to be pigeonholed by statistics, you know, you've beat the odds and you took control with diet the way you thought, your mind-body programs. And what you've done is so insanely awesome because I remember, you know, having to run around all over what seemed like the world to try to get all of these foods that, you know, my own acupuncturist was telling me to start eating and
right.
cleaning up my own diet. But as women with demanding careers, that whole process can be absolutely overwhelming on top of doctor's appointments, acupuncture appointments, all of the different things that we're doing to optimize our fertility. And what you've done is really give women an opportunity to make that so much easier. So tell us about the first offering that Jade and Joe has right now.
We have a nutrition bar. It's called Activated, and it is packed with iron, protein, omega-3s. It is nearly a meal replacement. It's a pretty hefty bar, and it is filled with wonderful traditional Chinese ingredients too, such as goji berries, which can help increase our blood flow and anecdotally has done wonderful things for the lining of our uterus. Goji berries, goji berry juice is a fantastic tonic for the body. And so making this particular bar, the idea was grab-and-go food. You know it is not going to interfere with your fertility-friendly diet, and it is not kale. It's not dried kale. There's no kale. It tastes good. It's a nice treat for breakfast or as part of your lunch. We are developing another bar, which it really focuses on, that particular bar will focus on the unfortunate side effects that many women go through while they are using reproductive technologies, and that is constipation. We all go through it. It's not the most fun mm-hmm. thing to talk about, but that particular bar is filled with protein filled with fiber from sources that are a little bit more tasty, you know, hemp and some nice sesame seeds and things like that. So we are developing that, and we also have a line of fertility teas. And when I was trying to conceive, I did start going down the road of fertility teas before I saw my acupuncturist. And what I've learned since then is there are a couple of teas on the market, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with them, but there are certain ingredients that do certain things during a time in a woman's menstrual cycle. And a lot of the teas take all those ingredients and put them into one tea. What we've done is we've taken the ingredients that are best at a specific time in your cycle, and we've made phased teas. So there's something to address your menstrual cycle, follicular, luteal phase. And those teas will be out shortly. We're expecting them in just a few weeks.
Wow. So struggling on this journey to helping, I mean, to creating products that are going to help women really take control of their fertility. Wow. Wow. I mean, it's just, and I hope you ladies that are listening who are part of this amazing Circle and Bloom community can see what is possible for you. You know, it just amazes me, you know, as I hear Jennifer speaking and sharing her story and sharing the process in which, you know, Jade and Joe became a reality. It just stands for the proposition that when a woman's hair is on fire about her vision and what she wants to create for herself, she can do absolutely anything. I mean, why don't you just tell these gorgeous women a little bit more about that fire in your belly, literally, figuratively, that really brought you to this place? Like, how was it that you stayed so inspired? I mean, to not only just have your children, but in essence, to give back to other women. I mean, since you know this journey so intimately, like, what was that like and how did you keep that going?
I felt one of the real drivers was not having control over my fertility. And, you know, we do get to a certain age and conception is possible, but it can certainly be more difficult. And age sometimes is not even a factor. Things happen when we're younger that were unexpected, but there's still there's a lack of control and there's a sense of shame, which I absolutely hate. I hate that.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing
mm-hmm.
shameful in this journey. And it can be so difficult to simply stay on the proper diet. And every time I would go into a store and see something with soy in it, it would just, it's like nails on a chalkboard for me. It just, it's maybe a little over the top, but I would be upset seeing that ingredient in everything that was quick and easy to prepare and maybe otherwise kind of healthy, or certainly not going to deter my fertility diet. And simple things, a box of rice or, you know, a flavored rice, or something would have so much sugar in it, even in another kind of bar where the sugar may be coming from dates or something natural, but I don't need 19 grams of sugar in, you know, a little snack that I'd like to have.
Right.
It was born out of, it was the frustration, and I really don't want other women to have to struggle with that. I would love to have, you know, a section in a supermarket where women can go straight to buy all the fertility-friendly diet foods that they need and not have to worry about preparing these intricate meals every single day. And knowing that women are out there suffering, being on some of the support groups online and seeing what women were going through and not being able to share their struggle, and I think we all know how difficult it is to share, even with close friends and family. They really just don't. They mean well. They say things like, "Oh, you need to relax," or, you know, trying. If it's meant to be, it'll be. And you don't really know how frustrating that is until you're in this kind of position, and somehow it increases the shame. You know, there's something going on we need to address. It's not shameful. And mm-hmm. I hope that our products can be, you know, in the back of your pocket. And, you know, people are like, oh, that's a cool brand. And that's it. It doesn't have to be, it's not screaming, I've got issues and I'm trying to address it. I am just on a journey. And I'm good.
Yes, yes. So why don't you tell the ladies how they can find your products before we open up the phone lines? Because I know that we've got women on here that are probably chomping at the bit to ask some questions and really be seen and heard this morning. And so tell us a little bit about how we can find your product.
Right now, we just launched the website, and they are available online. The website is called Jade and A-N-D, Joe, J-O, .com. And you can purchase right online, and we're hoping to start offering our products in acupuncture, chiropractic, and fertility centers shortly.
Awesome. Awesome. So that's www.jade, J-A-D-E, and, which is A-N-D, and then Joe, J-O.com. And, oh, my goodness, Jennifer, we're so pleased to hear your story of triumph. I mean, being part of the Circle and Bloom community, using those meditations, doing everything that you knew to do to really put yourself in a position where you could have control and really make your dreams come true on this journey, not just with your children, but in the way that you serve. I mean, I think there's nothing more inspiring than seeing a woman who has taken her own journey and has found ways to serve others and really reach back and pull their sisters forward in this process. It's just amazing, and we are so pleased and honored to have you here, to hear the story, to really see Jade and Joe flourish, and to just take the fertility world by storm. So if you're ready, I'm ready to start taking some questions from the ladies on the call. And so, ladies, if you have questions for me or Jennifer, go ahead and hit *2 on your telephone keypad. And we would love to chat with you and give you the opportunity to ask us questions. If you can't tell, we're both really open, really straightforward, and absolutely coming from a place of love and service. So if you have a question that you want to ask us, go ahead and hit *2 on your telephone keypad. I'm also going to check to see if we have any questions coming in through the Q&A section. And, okay, looks like we have a question coming in from Montreal. So if your number ends in 49 and you are calling from Montreal, I am going to unmute your line, and bonjour. Good morning.
Hi.
What's your name and what's your question?
Okay, so I have a question for, I guess, both of you or Jennifer. When Jennifer was talking about the fertility-friendly diet, I've been trying for 5 years, and I've been on and off of these diets, but I find it really, really difficult to keep up with them just because I love to eat. I love, you know, my glass of wine. So my question is, how can you find balance in being on a fertility diet but still enjoying the pleasures of life and still being a happy person without having to restrict yourself from all of these diets and reminders that you're constantly trying to get pregnant? So what is that balance?
Jennifer, you want to take that first?
Yeah, that is a great question. And I will tell you, I did not give up wine. I think within reason, I really, truly believe that an 80-20 approach is the way to go with your diet. I don't think that eating a bowl of pasta, you know, with some beautiful olive oil is going to, you know, take us, steer us down the wrong road. I definitely eliminated certain things from my diet, and I brought new things in. So I went off, you know, Cheetos and M&Ms, and it was hard at first, but I got there. But I had one cup of coffee every morning. I removed dairy from my diet, which was also difficult. But for my body, inflammation was an issue, and so dairy caused inflammation for me, and I substituted it slowly. I had almond milk instead of regular milk. I used, I think, Earth Balance instead of regular butter. I did not let soy in the door ever. I am not a fan. I am not a fan of soy. I eliminated other kinds of body products that maybe had phthalates or BPA, anything with fragrance. And so things like that were a little bit easier for me. Or you find alternatives. And
mm-hmm.
I know that when you're out and about and, you know, you pass a bakery and you really want like a hunk of that bread, eat the bread. Eat the
yeah,
bread. Because
right.
that is not going to take you off of your diet. You know, if you were like me and eating junk a lot of the times,
mm-hmm.
it really messes with your hormones and your blood sugar. But I think if you stay away from certain things that could be endocrine disrupting, like soy, and I know I keep saying soy, there are other things, you know, added sugar, refined sugar,
mm-hmm.
non-organic meats, things like that, that's something that can take you down a road that you don't want to go down. But if you know that there's something in your diet, like dairy, for example, that will cause you inflammation or it somehow causes you issues, keep that, use alternatives. But I would not stay so focused on, you know, eating organ meats and kale salads because it's stressing you out. You don't
yeah.
need,
yes.
you don't need to add
yes.
that. You need to, I think, focus on keeping certain things out. And I love food and I love wine and I did not cut it out until I got a positive pregnancy test. I may
right.
have had less, but I still would have a glass of red wine. And I honestly believe that there's enough anecdotal evidence that a glass of red wine will probably do more good than bad.
Right.
Great. That's
right.
Good to hear.
Yeah. Well, and coming from wine country where I'm at, like I can tell you definitively too, my love, that I didn't, you know, I took an approach very similar to Jennifer and, you know, I just enjoyed my life, like, because it's very
mm-hmm.
easy for us to just become obsessed, right? It can go from
yeah.
being conscientious to obsessed very, very quickly. And it's exhausting. It creates more stress. You know, you want to be intelligent. And I think that, you know, Jennifer's an amazing example of having the moderation, you know, or enjoy your life. You know, part of, you know, let's not forget, trying to conceive is about love. Trying to conceive is about completing your family and coming from a place of love. And, you know, if you're constantly, you know, if you're finding yourself completely cut off from the things that you love and the lifestyle that you love, that's a problem. You know, you want to, you know, support yourself and, you know, and there are certain cultures where wine is just part of the deal. So why, you know, why cut yourself off from that? You know, you want to be smart, right? You know, be the smart woman that you are and, you know, go about it in moderation, but it doesn't have to be an either or situation. I mean, that's another way of thinking that we can really get caught up in on this journey, that it's either or, where it's either a strict, hardcore,
mm-hmm.
You know, diet or you're off the rails, you know, and I think that, you know, Jennifer and I both stand for the proposition as women who had healthy babies in their 40s and despite insane odds that you actually can enjoy your life, enjoy food and enjoy, you know, things in moderation and still make your dreams come true. So did we answer your question, love?
Yes, thank you. That was very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you for asking that question. I'm going to mute your line for your privacy. I'm also going to check and see if, and ladies, if others of you have questions, hit *2 on your telephone keypad and you'll get in line to get your questions answered by Jennifer and I. And woo, we got a lot of questions coming in from online. So our first question from Nasi in Abuja, I'm not sure where that is, but Nasi, thank you so much for submitting this question. And Nasi's question is, can one produce eggs after an endometrioma of the ovaries? What will be her success rate for IVF? Nasi, that's a great question, and it's actually one I think that you should probably talk to a medical professional about.
That's a question I can't answer, and I don't think that Jennifer would probably be able to answer that one either. So I would direct that one to a medical professional, and thank you for joining us this morning. Okay, so let's go to the next one. From Toronto, Canada, Diana's question is, does Jade and Joe ship to Canada? Jennifer,
absolutely, yes.
That's awesome. So Diana, woo! Go ahead and check out jadeandjoe.com and see Jennifer's amazing products there. And, yes, we got confirmation from her that she does ship to Canada. We also have a question from Ciara in Cork, Ireland. Yes. Good morning. Well, actually, it's good afternoon and early evening for you in Cork. Ciara says, hi there. Just wondering if you both have heard of positive experiences of women who have developed Asherman syndrome due to DNC for miscarriages. I was diagnosed 2.5 years ago, and since then my AMH has dropped significantly. I'm 40 and have a 3-year-old, no conception issues, but things have gone wrong since the DNC. Thanks, Ciara. Specific to Asherman syndrome, I would say, Ciara, I have heard of that, but I think that would be a little bit out of my area of expertise. Jennifer, what do you think?
I actually have never heard of that syndrome, but the low AMH part, I think, you know, should not be the deterrent. If there are treatments, I'm not really sure what the treatment would be for that syndrome, but I'd like to think if she's had no previous reproductive issues, I don't know if some alternative or assisted reproductive technologies may be the way to go.
Yeah, so I would check that out, Ciara, and really get some additional information on that. I know what Asherman's is, but it's a little bit out of my area, so I'd rather not give you information that is not coming from somebody who makes it their lifelong passion to really address those things. So, so ladies, you have two women on the line here who have beaten the odds and were committed to their own visions and really made it happen in their lives. If you have questions for us, hit *2 on your telephone keypad. Ask away. We are here for you and would love to support you in this process. There are no silly questions. Be the woman who takes a stand and demands answers and ask away. We would love to be here for you. And so as we are waiting to see if there are any other questions coming up, Jennifer, why don't you – oh, we have a question here coming in from Williston, North Dakota. So I am going to unmute your line if you're calling in from Williston, North Dakota, and your line ends in 37. What is your name and what is your question, love?
Hi, ladies. My name's Amanda. My question is, in all this fertility diet sort of stuff, did you ever find the two of you being successful in having babies, did you ever find it? So I've been through quite a few pregnancies and then miscarriage, and I'm currently pregnant again. My question is how did you transition from your crazy fertility diet and, you know, being so regimented to being pregnant and continue to eat healthy? It seems like every time I've been pregnant, like the last thing I really want to do is continue that super healthy, clean diet. So what kinds of things would you recommend adding in to kind of try to keep yourself full and, you know, continue to be healthy once you are pregnant and nothing is tasting so wonderful as it
right.
used to?
Jennifer, you want to start us off?
Sure. Once I discovered that I was pregnant with my daughter, I still kept certain things out of my diet, but I think if you stick with organic meats or grass-fed beef, whatever kind of if you do eat meat, the healthiest choice of those particular meats. If dairy doesn't cause you any kind of inflammatory issues, again, stick with some organic cheese. I think if you kind of keep the course with clean ingredients, you can eat what you like. And, you know, once you hit kind of the 15, 16-week mark, I would relax certain things. You know, if you want to eat a bag of chips, eat a bag of chips. I think at that point, nothing, as long as you don't have, you know, high blood pressure or anything like that, having treats and eating what makes you feel better when you're pregnant is, at that point, way more important than sticking to, you know, the fertility diet that, you know, that we're all sort of involved with. And, you know, trying to keep, you know, maybe some nausea at bay, and especially in early pregnancy, you're exhausted all the time. And so some of these clean foods will give you the protein and the energy that you need, and I think still be satisfying. So I would, you know, watch your salt, especially towards the end of pregnancy. But I think it's, you know, it's okay to indulge if you're using your clean ingredients.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would definitely say the same. I mean, when I realized I was pregnant, like, I mean, I think in living in California also, you know, clean eating, generally speaking, here is like, it's a cultural thing. And so, you know, it was awesome to feel supported in that way. And, you know, it really was top of mind. You know, I was thinking about my son and really, you know, making choices that were clean. I mean, especially when it came to the meat, that was really huge for me. I'm not much of a dairy consumer, so not having the dairy was pretty easy. I mean, occasionally I would have, if I chose to have yogurt because my doctor had said probiotics were good, you know, I'd either have a supplement, or if I had yogurt, I would make sure it was organic grass-fed milk that was used. But, you know, at the same time, it was like such a happy time in my life. So I also just enjoyed myself, you know, and it was great. It was really great. You know, I didn't, I actually lost the taste for wine, strangely. It's like my body knew. And I was like, oh my gosh, you know, what, you know? And I think that was one of the tip-offs that I was even pregnant, was that, I suddenly lost the taste for wine and wine country. Mm-hmm. It was crazy, but
I lost my taste for coffee. So I it was bizarre. It just went away.
Yeah.
Unfathomable.
Yeah.
To me, but.
I know. So I hope, Amanda, that we, you know, have supported you here to like, just enjoy yourself, you know, and do the best that you can. I mean, again, this is like where the perfection bug can sometimes crawl up and like make us think that we have to do everything perfectly. I mean, the point is to really think about that little babe that you have and really just make the best choices that you can from a place of love. And, you know, it'll be straightforward for you, and take the pressure off. Just be the amazing woman that you are and just trust that you're going to make the right choices.
And congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. So did we answer your question?
You did. Thank you very much.
Okay, I'm going to mute your line for your privacy. And so, my loves, we are going to be wrapping it up. If anybody else has any questions, you know, go ahead and hit *2 on your telephone keypad. I'm also going to check online to see if we have any other questions as we wrap this up. And just so the ladies get the information one more time, Jennifer, please remind them how they can find Jade and Joe products.
Right now online at www.jade, J-A-D-E, and the full word, A-N-D-J-O-Joe.com, jadeandjoe.com.
That's awesome. And so just think about this, ladies. Remember that, you know, the way that you stay inspired on this journey is you connect deeply to your vision and be that woman. Be the woman who can confidently move through your journey like your hair is on fire. Stay focused. Remember, you know, with every twist and turn on this journey, remember what this is about for you. Go back to the vision that you've written down. Go back to the vision that you've created in your mind and let that lead the way. You know, you've got an opportunity to stay connected to that vision, that you create. Use your Circle in Bloom meditations. Remember, I mean, Circle in Bloom was such a huge benefit for both Jennifer and I. I remember I didn't go a day without using my meditations and hearing Joanne's amazing voice in the back of my mind all the time and really helping to empower me to take control on this journey. And then you also now have the opportunity to have Jade and Joe bars and teas at your fingertips to really help you take control of your journey through diet and through the way that you support that beautiful body. So, my love, I wish you an amazing rest of your Saturday and so much thanks to the Circle in Bloom community and to Jennifer McAleer and Jade and Joe for being here, sharing her amazing story and the way that she is serving women now on this journey and giving back in an amazing way. So, my loves, have a great rest of your Saturday. Thank you, Jennifer, for being here with us. And we look forward to seeing everybody next time here on the Circle in Bloom monthly teleseminar. So have a great day, ladies, and take great care of yourselves.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the pound.